have come to Kusum Sarovar. Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita that in his abode there is no need for sun or moon. Everything is self-luminous because it is Shuddha Sattva. But due to material conditioning, these eyes made out of flesh and blood, they require so many external circumstances to operate. Just before us is one of the most beautiful, holy of all places of Vrindavan, Kusum Sarovar. But we cannot see anything. It's right before our eyes, but we cannot see it. Krishna is right in our heart, but we cannot see him. The holy land of Vrindavan. Sometimes we hear that Krishna is performing his leela here, eternally. When we were at Govinda Kund, that leela is happening always. But we cannot see it. And we wonder why. How is this possible? I have such good eyes. But I'm not seeing. Could it really be there? Is this just some superstition or faith? But we find here, there is the beautiful palace of Kusum Sarovar. People come from all over the world on pilgrimage to see it and take photos of it. It's only a few feet away, and we cannot see anything but darkness. Unless the sun, by its own accord, rises and reveals the beauty of Kusum Sarovar, we have no power to see it. Similarly, when Krishna is pleased by our devotion, then he awakens within our heart the light of knowledge and reveals everything. Therefore we pray, Om Agyan Kimirandasya Kananjana Chalakaya Chakshurum Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. We are born in the darkness of ignorance. Our consciousness, our sense perception, it is the darkness of ignorance. But the spiritual masters, who are the beloved servants of Lord Hari, with the torchlight of knowledge, they give light into our life. And with that light, we can see Kusum Sarovar. We can see the Supreme Lord within our hearts. We could see the Lord's Leela everywhere. We could see the spiritual world manifesting even in our own homes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he came to his home, he said, I see Goloka Vrindavan. He saw it. We go to his same house, and we just see an old abode with old furniture. But he was seeing Goloka Vrindavan. Kusum Sarovar is the place where Srimati Radharani would daily pick flowers for Krishna and make them into garlands and bring them to Sri Radha Kund and Shama Kund to offer to Lord Sri Krishna. Also at Kusum Sarovar, sometimes Krishna would braid Srimati Radharani's hair and decorate with flowers. And in the ecstasy of his service to Sri Radharani, sometimes he would melt and his own self would merge into the waters of Kusum Sarovar. Narada Muni, He wanted to take the form of a gopi because he understood they are most fortunate. They have the deepest loving relationship with Sri Krishna. So he approached Vrinda Devi, and she told him, as long as you have male body, it is not possible to understand or participate in the activities of gopi. So he performed great tapasya. Very close by, there is a place called Narada Kund. That's where Narada Muni performed his tapasya. And when his tapasya was very complete, through prayer and devotional service, Vrinda Devi told him that if you take your bath in Kusum Sarovar, because that is the place that is endowed with the ecstatic prema of Radha and Krishna, then your desires will be fulfilled. So Narada Muniji took his bath in Kusum Sarovar and took the form of a gopi. And then he was able to write the Narada Bhakti Shastras, or Narada Bhakti Sutras, at Narada Kund. Then he took another bath after experiencing that devotion. He took another bath in Kusum Sarovar and became Narada again. When he was a gopi, he was called Naradi Gopi. And when he came out of the water again, he went from Naradi Gopi to Narada Muni. And ever since then, he is singing the glories of Vrindavan. Narada Muni Pajayivi Naradi Karamana Name. And just on the other side of Kusum Sarovar is a temple of Uddhava. And where that deity is the very place where Uddhava is eternally residing as a blade of grass in Vrindavan. Kusum Sarovar, we will be visiting again the day after tomorrow. Now we will continue our progressive Harinam Sankirtan to Manasiganga to complete our parikrama of Sri Giriraj. Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe.